Before we begin, take a few moments to settle in and become as comfortable as possible. This practice can be done anywhere at any time, but to experience its full effect, posture matters. Whether you're seated or standing, indoors or out, allow your spine to rise upright, as if each vertebra were being gently lifted toward the sky. If you're unable to sit or stand tall due to injury or illness, it's perfectly fine to lean. Comfort and safety always come first. Let the crown of your head rise softly upward, as though suspended by a thread. If seated, rest your hands in your lap, palms open and facing upward. If standing, let your arms hang gently by your sides, fingers soft and long, receptive, not rigid. Breathe softly in and out through the nose if possible, with lips gently closed. If that's not possible today, no problem. Just ensure you're hydrated or soothe your throat with a lozenge if needed. Now, allow your eyelids to fall softly, not fully closed, but lowered. Let a sliver of light remain at the bottom of your gaze and rest your attention at the tip of your nose. This becomes your anchor to the here and now. In this practice, we listen with the whole body, not just the ears. Imagine every pore and every hair follicle alive, alert and attuned. Like a tiger gliding through the forest, sensing vibration and movement in all directions. You are attuning to life itself, and life always speaks in subtle pulses. Finally, remember, this is a practice of non-doing. Allow the impulse to label, imagine or evaluate to fall away. You don't need to match my words with images or understanding. Simply follow my voice and gently turn inward 365 degrees. You're ready. Soon you'll hear a single bell. Let it signal your shift from doing to being, from outward to inward, from effort to ease. And a gentle reminder, despite what you may have heard, mindfulness, or what I call mindlessness, isn't about switching off. It's about switching on, heightening your sensitivity, embodying your full human potential. Yes, rest may come, but that's a byproduct, not the goal. What we're cultivating here is presence, vibrant, vertical, and alive. Let us begin. Welcome to day one of the Lodestone One audio recordings. And now Your eyelids should be floating down. Just leaving a rim of light at the bottom of your gaze. And to begin with, it will take time for the traces of the busy visual world to dissipate. But as you settle down, feeling the length of your spine, the crown of your head going up into the sky, the base of your spine going down into the earth, and your feet flat on the surface of the earth. Then you'll start to notice various things. The first is that you are breathing and you are aware of your breathing. In the visual field, we simply don't have time to attend to our breath. But here in the core, in your inner core, your inner sanctum, we can consciously breathe. So just feel your breath moving in and out. But don't try to change anything. Remember, this is non-doing. You don't need to do anything. I will guide you. All you need to do is follow my voice and rest. So, watch your breath. Be aware of your breath. And as we relax, your shoulders will start to soften and you'll start to breathe more deeply. And you may even be tempted to sigh with relief at this prospect of resting. But remember, this practice is not principally about resting. It's about heightening your awareness. We have to reset your inner compasses. And that takes time because we have to rewire your brain. And we have to recalibrate your body compasses in various ways. So, just be aware, just be conscious of your breath and enjoy it. Enjoy paying attention to it. The other thing you may notice as you start to settle down into the inner core is your tendency to create words and images. That's what we're trained to do in the visual world, to use our imagination. And that's great. But here in the invisible world, we need to rest that function. We want to develop different capabilities here in the inner core. So you don't need any extra images or any extra words. Just follow my voice and I'll provide everything for the next 20 minutes. Okay, so let's start stage one. Please take the power of your mind and concentrate it in to a laser beam. Okay, every human being has a tremendously powerful mind, but most of us don't use that power to optimal effect. So, right now, really channel it. Strong heat, strong light into a beam. And we're going to take that beam outside your immediate environment, outside your walls, outside your ceilings, if you're in a car or another form of transport, outside that. And if you're already outdoors, just as far afield as you can. And what we're going to do is, with your laser beam, we're going to scan the environment. Now that means shining your beam everywhere. Above, below, to the left, to the right, in front, and behind. And we are detecting vibrations. We're using the whole body, from the crown of the head right down to the soles of the feet, to detect any vibration. You are a tiger stalking through a jungle, aware of every movement, every vibration, every resonance, for as far afield as 5 miles. We have these capabilities, but we don't use them in modern life because the intellect dominates us. So here in the inner core, let's detect any vibrations in the outdoor environment with our entire bodies by scanning with our power laser systematically, thoroughly. And if we encounter a vibration, pause, accept, move on. Pause, accept, move on. We don't need labels. We don't need to analyze. Those are intellectual skills. Here, we don't need them. We can just accept and move on. Okay, so continue slowly and smoothly to move your attention around, move your power beam around, up into the sky, down into the ground, all around, as far as you can, as far afield as possible. And all the time in the background, you're breathing, your breath is sustaining you. Wonderful. Let's move on to stage 2. Now bring that power beam, that strong, bright, hot beam of your native intelligence. Bring it inside your immediate environment, inside your walls, inside your ceilings, inside your roof space, and if you're in a car or a vehicle, inside. If you're already outdoors, then just bring your power beam to a 30 meter radius around you. And let's do the same thing. With all our laser energy, we're going to scan the internal environment above, below, to the left, to the right, in front, and behind. Moving slowly, steadily. Using every pore of your skin, 84,000 pores of the skin, every hair follicle is sensitive. A tiger views some kind of vibration as either food or threat. So scan with that motivation. And when you encounter something, pause, accept, and move on. Don't question it. Don't label it. Scan up into your ceilings, into the corners with your power beam, down to floor level corners, under your furniture. If you're in your car, to the very edges of your interior, and if you're outdoors, within that 30-meter radius. Scanning, always supported by your breath in the background, that wonderful rhythm. And your breath is slowing down now as we relax in the inner core, and you bring all your attention with no distraction to this practice. Okay, let's go to stage 3. Please bring your power beam of light and heat inside the walls of your body, right down to the tips of your toes, and scan with your light and heat up the instep of the feet, along the sole to the heel, little by little, bringing heat and warmth, then on up into your ankle joints. And here we need heat and warmth to soften the cartilage and to liquefy all the fluids that make movement possible. Heat and light will make space in your ankle joints. Then start to move your attention up into your lower leg, little by little, scanning, leaving no dark place, no tightness, and detecting any vibrations. Muscles and organs vibrate. So see if you can detect them as you move up into your calf muscles, which can become hard through overuse or through gravity pounding, and soften those muscles with heat and light from your mind. Then move up into your knee joints. Let's take your laser mind into those knee joints, the cartilage, the fluid. Let's warm everything up and illuminate everything and detect any vibrations there. And then move on to the thigh. And move your attention little by little along the length of the thigh, leaving no darkness, no tightness, and detecting any vibrations in the muscles of your thigh. Eventually, you will reach the torso. And at the base of the torso is your biggest power center. This is your base chakra, and this creates energy. Very important center of your body, a very important compass in your body. So bring your energy up through the base of your body, and very nearby you'll find the coccyx bones, 3 or 4, maybe 5 tiny little bones at the base of the spine, which used to be your tail when you were a mammal, a different kind of mammal. So bring your strong light up through those bones and into the beefy bones of the lower spine, the lumbar spine. These are big chunky bones, and in between each bone there is a disc, and that is cartilage. Bring heat and light to all your cartilages and start to build up your spine. Bone, disc, bone, disc, bringing heat and light, going right up the back of your body, up past your pelvis, and on up, slowly, steadily, with your strong beam, detecting any vibrations there. And then we come to the solar plexus. This is another important compass, inner compass. This is the center of gravity of your body. Move up behind that bone, disc, bone, and above the solar plexus, which is just above the navel, is your diaphragm, the breathing muscle. go up behind that, right at the back of the body. The spine is the tower at the back of your body, building up bone, disc, bone, disc. And eventually we reach the place where the rib cage inserts into the spine. Inside your rib cage are all your major organs, and your heart is an incredibly important inner compass or lodestone. This transmits huge waves, electromagnetic waves, into the world. So go up past your heart, building up bone by bone, up the back of your body. Wonderful. And then in the top half of your chest, we come to the lungs. This is where all the oxygen is processed constantly, on and on during each of your waking days. Go up behind your lungs, up, building up, right up to the notch on the back of your neck. And from here on up, the neck spine, much smaller bones now, bone, disc, bone, goes right up inside your skull and right to the top of your skull at the crown of your head is the atlas joint. And this is where the skull balances on this joint and is held in place by the muscles of the head and neck. So go on up now right to the crown of your head, and above the crown of your head, the heavens, the universe. And we're going to bring that energy, that universal energy, right down through your crown chakra, through the brain, into the ancient stem of the brain, down the spinal cord, which travels inside the bones, right down your neck spine to the notch on the back of your neck, and on down, down, past your lungs, go down past your heart, transmitting, vibrating down past your heart to your diaphragm, the breathing muscle, and on down past the solar plexus, down through all those bones as they get bigger and bigger towards the base of the spine, right down to the base chakra. And this is where you store all your energy, and then go down into planet Earth with that energy. And now, feel the length of your spine, the crown of your head going up into the sky, the base of your spine and the soles of your feet going down into the earth, and your breath wonderfully sustaining you. As the closing bell fades, keep your gaze soft and steady, looking straight ahead or into the busy visual field from the vast invisible world at your core. Notice how soft your vision has become, not just around your eyes, but behind your eyes, into your brain, and even into your heart. Something deeper has shifted too. Your vagus nerve, that sacred conductor between brain, lungs, heart, and gut, has now recalibrated. Your internal compass hums with coherence, stillness, readiness. This is how we best meet the world. Not from the surface, but from the core. With the spine as your compass needle pulsing between sky and soil, with the crown of the head reaching toward the cosmos, and with the base of your spine and the soles of your feet rooted in the earth. In this sacred alignment, you remember you are a miracle of natural intelligence, balanced and breathed and held by the earth. Through this practice, you're transforming from 10% presence to 100% aliveness, from scattered to steady, from guessing to knowing deep down. You're beginning to match the brilliance of your body with the fullness of your spirit. So, as you return to the outside world, carry this stillness within. Stay close to your breath. Let your compass keep pointing true north, your home. This is the path of unshakable balance of body, mind, and spirit. Congratulations, you've taken another step. I'll meet you again tomorrow as we journey ever deeper into the heart of who you really are. Your true nature is waiting. And your true happiness is not a goal, it is a guide.